This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
This is the heart.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWar, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Gavin McGinnis is going to join us for a couple segments to talk about the bizarre behavior of the squad. Then I'll continue on with your calls. But I held Bree in South Carolina over because she got cut short. It was just about a minute and a half call, and she was talking about vaccines and how they're trying to bully everybody and how they're pushing them. And, of course, the inserts say they can kill you, but on the news they say that's a conspiracy theory. So I want you to be able to continue your points, Bree.
Thank you. Basically, I just wanted to throw that out there because I was listening to the David Knight show this morning, and I don't think he was taking any calls. But I think it's really important, and I feel like they're just sweeping everything under the rug and slowly trying to take it from us. And it's scary, but at the same time, like, I will die before somebody takes my rights and medical freedoms for my child.
Well, especially with the long history of Big Pharma, the U.S. government, and others adding things to vaccines in secret experiments and the Tuskegee experiment and all the rest, and then they have liability protection for these companies. It's insane. Bree, thank you so much. Let's now go to Matt in Ohio, who wants to talk about the Epstein case. Wow. Bill Clinton with the sex slaves, the photos out. This is really unraveling quickly. The pedophiles are trying to normalize pedophilia, hoping that it just becomes some new, thing like the trans movement. But it's not going to work because so much of it is kidnapping children and murdering them on top of it. What do you make of all this, Matt?
Well, I just wanted to say real quick here, and this really ties into some ways to raise funds for the InfoWar. If our fellow InfoWarriors aren't hip, they need to check out Rob Dew's The False Flags, Jeffrey Epstein Didn't Kill Himself music video. It is amazing. And that was just a quick suggestion for you and your crew. I hope that you guys continue making inroads through the music, and you have been over these last few years. And just one quick suggestion is to consider doing like a 7-inch single club or a vinyl version of some of these tunes that you're doing, because it really is the new punk rock.
You're absolutely right. People aren't going to buy CDs. We've tried that with great music we produced, but collector's items, vinyl is a form of art. The sound has been proven to be better because, again, it's not digital peaks and valleys. It's rolling. It's organic. It's like cellulose versus digital. And that is a really great idea. What do you make of all the Epstein stuff coming out?
It just makes me sick. And I'm just really looking forward to, people being held accountable. And a couple quick comments real quickly. You'll be thrilled to know I'm driving through a big city, say here in Ohio. And what should I see on an abandoned billboard sign, but somebody had spray painted, yes, you got it, band.video. It ruled seeing that over the horizon. Another quick idea is maybe do more music-related stuff, not only with, like, the False Flags project that Rob Dew was on, But I loved that old school interview that you did with Professor Griff, or that interview that was done with you and KRS-One.
Oh, all those incredible archives, 5 billion views erased off of YouTube. We don't even have the crew, but we're trying to have an archivist go back and post all that to Band.Video. Video. By the way, folks, you have been doing your job. Band.Video, Video, which is free, of course, which we get the word out, is exponentially growing in viewership every month. It is just exploding. We routinely get videos with 500,000, 1 million views, 300,000, 200,000. That's incredible.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Six, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
And I'm very glad to say that I was part of the 132 and also the vote for Barbara Lee's amendment. But I think that the point of that is that that is the same war that we're dealing with today. We never solved any problems with AUMF. We left 4,000 plus, maybe 4,400 dead, and over 60,000 who came back injured in some form. And the war never ended. As I recall the language in AUMF, it deals with hostilities in Iraq. It doesn't deal with an incident or a dislike or someone in a car coming in from the airport. That is the danger of not acting, and I do think without leadership, meaning the leadership of CPC, that we'll come together around specific answers.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
So, I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, I'm sure it did.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming. You think I'm joking?
McGinnis is our guest. Doesn't really need any introduction. Has the great folks over at Censored.TV, or Free Speech TV as it's also known in the colloquial. And I'm really glad to get him on. I've been wanting to get him on for about a week or so. And I said, what do you want to come on about? And he finally could come on. He said, I want to get into what we just played, some of Ilhan Omar laughing while they're up there talking about dead troops and just cracking jokes and just the bizarreness of the left across the board worshiping this general and just all of this craziness. So, Gavin, good to have you on with us. And I got to say, that is an awesome-looking jacket.
Can you see that it sparkles?
It's definitely definitely slick. I like it.
It's a little bit gay, but sometimes some of the best fashion choices are. You just sort of dip your toes in the pool without jumping in.
I don't know. I mean, blue velvet, you pull it off. I don't know.
I'm not gay. It just feels good.
Well, I mean, I think something Elvis might wear something like that. I don't think Elvis. I think Elvis was known for liking the ladies.
Yeah.
It's called peacocking, my friend.
Liberace went a little too far. He jumped right into the pool.
But, of course, Liberace wasn't gay.
I have Taki Theodore Akropoulos, the guy who runs Taki Mag, the Greek tycoon. He came up to me once at a dinner party, and he goes, Gavin, he slaps you on the back, and he goes, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. If Liberace still liked pussy, he'd still be with us.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you started Vice Magazine. You know, you've basically rolled with a lot of the cultural elites. Was pedophilia always like their favorite thing, or why are they all over the place promoting pedophilia right now? I've got articles where Twitter is saying it's okay to talk about wanting to have sex with children and all the rest of it. Why do you think that's such a big story right now with all this new Epstein stuff coming out?
I remember in the late 80s and early 90s in the punk rock community, there was some very out there esoteric dudes who were trans, and they'd have like sneakers on and a slip and some lipstick, but this hair. And they'd have these anarchist workshops, and they would talk about sexuality and how, you know, even children have sexuality. And inevitably, there'd be a slew of single mom punks who were, you know, trailer trash, who had kids when they were 15, 16. And they would just pop a gasket and go ballistic and drag him out of there by his heels. So I think it's always existed in the weirdo scene, but it's always been esoteric, and it's always met with an immediate backlash. The strange thing about now is we've been giving these nuts so much freedom, so much slack on the rope, that they've just gone off the edge of the cliff. And now pedophilia, well, I mean, if they don't molest children, then they're not child molesters. They're just pedophiles. I mean, you got to be more open-minded. It's a disease. And you go, that's a great indication of where we are as a society. When pedophiles are, I don't know, kind of possible.
Speaking of the devil, I don't want to bring these subjects up, but this is what's being taught in schools now. This isn't just here or there. This isn't just at some meth head art gallery, like you're saying. This is happening, not in some corner of Amsterdam or the village in New York. This is in elementary school, government saying we want to teach children how to masturbate. It's really all about power. It's about control. It's about saying your children don't belong to you, and that's why they're now pushing forced inoculations. Where do you stand on that?
Well, before we get to the forced inoculations, sometimes there's a sentence in the news that I just want to tattoo on my chest because it just sums up the problem perfectly. It's just this incredible sentence that is like a nuclear bomb. And there was a drag queen story time. This may have been in Austin. I can't remember where in Texas it was. But this parents were against it. And the teacher said, let's be honest. A lot of parents don't know what's best for their kids. Sometimes it's up to the community to raise their kids. And he was talking about his school administrators and their decision to have drag queen story hour at their school, not library. And you realize that's really what this is all about. The state wanting to raise our kids. Here in New York, de Blasio is saying we should have after school programs so they're there till 7 p.m. Let's take these young kids that would love to be out there outside throwing a ball around. Let's get them stuck in a desk and indoctrinated. We'll pay for their breakfast. We'll pay for their lunch. We'll take care of their immunization. We'll make sure the parents don't know. We'll make sure there was a movement. Remember, this is what last year where they said if a boy wants to be a girl at school, he can do that and we won't tell the parents. He can have a secret life as a girl and we won't tell the parents. They're going above our heads. And that's what globalism is. As soon as you can strip the parents' power, then the state controls everyone.
And let's go back. If they can put that photo of the elderly man in a clown outfit, these people look scarier than Rob Zombie's Devil's Rejects, the scariest looking ne'er-do-wells Hollywood can come up with. I see the video. It's like Nightmare, It the Clown, Demon Creatures. And now the new thing is the children ride horsey and lay on top of them. The mothers are obviously all getting off on the sickness of this. I mean, my God, where are they going next? How did we wake up in this alternate dimension where people that are scarier looking than It the Clown are being given, in some cases, unannounced to parents, access to elementary students on career day?
Well, it's really the decay of education in general, where we're living in an epoch of mental obesity, where people are incurious, and they'll just take any narrative you throw at them. So that enables powerful people to come up with a Trojan horse like, I'm Antifa, I'm anti-fascist. Oh, okay, that sounds good. Or, you know, gay kids feel terrible about themselves and they get bullied, so we should make them feel okay and so they don't kill themselves. And you go, oh, yeah, that sounds pretty good. So they start with that reasonable concept, and then they start pushing it and saying, let's give them hormone blockers. Let's have bizarre, perverted drag queens in there. And the ultimate agenda is not stopping gays from being bullied or preventing fascism. The ultimate agenda is to destroy the concept of normal, so these weirdos, like the guy I started this discussion with in the slip and the sneakers, so those weirdos can feel normal. They're all perverts. Mika Rhodes, one of the head guys in Portland's Antifa, was just freed, no sentence at all, for raping several couples, underage couples, boys and girls. This is what they're ultimately about.
Oh, and all
they're
the time they'll have some character who looks like the Joker caught doing crimes, and it'll be an ugly dude. They go, it's okay, he's trans. Who died and gave these people all the keys to the city? Because you're like a meth head devil worshiper that dresses like a clown. You go in a restaurant or a store and they go, hey, you guys come over. It's ma'am! It's ma'am! I mean, it is the inmates running the asylum.
Yeah, we've always had inmates. We've always had weirdos, but it's only since Trump that they've become mainstream. And I think the impetus is they hate Trump so much. Trump derangement syndrome.
Hold on, stay there. Gavin McGinnis, stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If men dressed like goblin vampires and space aliens, calling themselves drag queens, can have their will of your children, then the globalists can get away with anything. And that's what's happening. And it's really weird, like San Francisco has this giant human feces problem, so does Portland. And then it turns out, this even on the newscast, it's like a sacrament. People go, oh, it's so great how in Portland we defecate wherever we want, city council women say, and big fat men crap everywhere. It's like demonic three-year-olds or something have invaded. I want to shift into the really demonic three-year-olds. Ilhan Omar, the squad, all their bizarre laughing and giggling and siding with Iran and... That's why you're on today, Gavin. But what do you sum up this craziness? And like I've been asking you, we've been coming on the show for years, what is peak craziness? Is there any peak craziness? Because we go out on the street and cover leftists. They're just becoming more insane.
How about there's a horrific hellhole called Somalia, and they have these warlords who have taken over the country, are killing their own people. We send them aid, but the warlord keeps all the aid and the people starve. So we send in Black Hawk Down. We send in military specialists to go in there and take out these warlords and get the aid to the people. And there's a little girl there, a little 11-year-old girl, Ilhan Omar. We take her back as a refugee and set her up. She gets to be in a Muslim community. No real push to assimilate. You can keep your language, keep your culture. Hey, marry your brother and bring him in. And you know what? We'll get you elected. You can be in office. And what's your takeaway from that? America sucks. 9/11 was someone doing something. You want to talk about war? I'm the one with PTSD. I've had it really rough. And while you talk about all the other soldiers, including the ones who saved me and brought me here, I'm going to chat with my friends and smirk and laugh. She is an ingrate immigrant. She is an immigrate. And this mentality is becoming all too common.
Well, I've made the points that she and others, they hate America so much, they go back to Somalia and that they'd probably be killed or raped within hours. And the news is like, Jones hopes Ilhan Omar is raped. I didn't say that. I said, you're fleeing that culture that's so hellish. And then you always come here and lecture me how you're superior and I've got to bow down to you. And it's insane. And her smirking and strutting. And like you said, and she never worked a day in her life. Total welfare her whole life. Now she struts around with a tiny little head telling us what to do.
She's so smug. She's like a smug little bird in a headdress who laughs in the face of the country that saved her life. It's like Colin Kaepernick, where he's left on the road by his black parents. A white family picks him up. And the takeaway is, white people suck. America sucks. You know who's to blame for this? It's us, Americans, the left. Our schools indoctrinate our children, tell them America sucks, tell them it was this country built on slavery, stolen from the Indians, and eventually that permeates the entire country until immigrants come here and they go, how should I act? What will make me normal? And they go, oh, this is America. So what you do here is you crap on America and say it sucks and laugh when they talk about our veterans. Okay, I'll do that. I want to be normal. We've normalized this ingrate attitude, and the immigrants are picking up on it.
And now they're trying to one-up each other and talk about how much America sucks and it was never great, it'll never be great. And instead of immigrants coming here wanting to be part of the nation and making it stronger, some are converting to this. But a lot of them are beginning to revolt to it. How do you see this playing out in the next 298 days? The election, Trump's to win, Trump's to lose. What's your forecast?
Well, middle America's pissed off. The Rust Belt has had enough. And though Ilhan Omar types dominate the screen, they dominate social media, they dominate the news cycle, you look at Twitter and it's all her attitude, they're 80% of the media, they're only about 10%, 10 to 20% of the populace. The rest only care about their family, the safety of their kids, and jobs. And these people, these left-wing lunatics who are pro-pedophile, obviously don't care about any of that. They care about no borders, no wall, no USA at all. And that's a losing strategy. So we're going to see an absolute landslide, and heads are going to explode. You know in that movie, The Kingsman, at the end, all the elitist heads explode?
Yes.
And there's these sort of brightly colored heads. That's what it's going to be like when Trump wins in November. It's going to be absolute implosion. You thought the last election was bad. Everyone is going to be like that chick screaming, no! I dread it.
I want you to do one more segment with us because I want to get into how the Democrats could grab victory from the jaws of defeat. Well, let's start getting into it now. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. But first off, I'm a big fan of Censored.TV. I'm a member, and I really like it. And I just love what you're doing because we're not supposed to exist anymore, much less thrive. And I know you're adding more shows. It's successful. Censored.TV. Tell us about that.
Well, it's become the only option. You know, we've been pushed out of social media. We've been canceled. And so we have to build these pirate ships, as Adam Carolla calls them, and have layers and layers of encryption and collecting money is a massive. I mean, we can't raise money for people for defense funds if they're Trump supporters. So we're building these tanks. And I think the left is saying, see, he's not canceled. He's still going. No, we managed to survive despite your mob rule.
Yeah, we're like the ship in the Matrix that jacks in and, you know, it goes in and gets attacked. We have to go in an armored vehicle now to events because they literally throw bottles at us. And again, it's just the listeners get it that literally we're not supposed to exist anymore. Only they are holding up Censored.TV, Infowars.com. This is a active resistance just still being on air.
I will never stop. I will never stop telling the truth. They can't stop us. We will get fired, get in trouble, but we're brave and we'll never stop fighting.
By the way, you got down. They totally deplatformed you and put your buddies in prison. They're trying to put you in jail. They're trying to do that to me as well. I'm doing it to Roger Stone. But then you've come back even stronger. I've noticed you're even stronger than ever. Or am I wrong to say this has really battle-hardened you?
Yeah, well, it's sort of like the history of Scotland. You know, they were under siege for 600 years from England. And once you couldn't hack it or died, and the ones who endured conflict kept reading. And I'm at the point now that I am angrier than ever and more eager to fight than ever. I think I have to convert my wife because she was always a lefty and a vegan and she voted for Hillary. And then she saw the way the left was behaving and threatening our family. And she just said, F this. I'm independent at best. I'm done with my own party. I want to fight too. And once you get your wife on board and your whole family's there, then you're unstoppable. Behind every great man is a great woman.
I want to talk about that, too, because I know a lot of people that are liberals, because liberals are good, not leftist, and they are totally done. And I agree, just like in Brexit, they told all these working party people that were, you know, in the Labor Party, you're Nazis because you don't think England's bad. Well, they just lost by a massive landslide, lost about 40% of their party. It's a total political realignment, as you said. People that are good Americans being told they're bad because they don't hate their country are absolutely pissed and waking up.
The left is their own worst enemy. If they want to win, then don't encourage radicals like the Goon Squad. Focus on health care. Focus on infrastructure, things that the right is not doing well. Mock Trump for not building a wall. Be a moderate, normal lefty.
but they don't do that. Like Jeremy Corbyn in Britain was calling everyone a Nazi and defending Palestine and saying Jews are a scourge and are the real problem.
Stay there. Let's come back. Stay with us. Gavin McGinnis, in your calls. Stay with us.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I want to bring up somebody who truly is a has-been, and that's Cenk Uygur running for Congress. and they constantly run stories saying Alex Jones is off the air, Alex Jones is a loser, Alex Jones is a has-been. Well, none of that's true. And I'm not going to go into a whole listing of it, but this broadcast is organic, it's independent, and in many ways it's more successful than ever, despite the suppression, because we can survive during the suppression. It goes into legend category with folks out there, and they really see as everything we talked about comes and turns out to be accurate, our credibility goes up. And that goes for everybody, Gavin McInnes, all the Liberty Movement. We've been spot on because we're just analyzing reality. But I saw a month ago when the tape came out of him saying if I was a dictator, you know, we'd have sex with animals or whatever. And I forgot about it. And then, for some reason, one of the crew the other day was looking at it and had it up on a big screen, you know, TV, editing it for something they were doing. And the way his eyes sparkle, and the way he really acts really pervy, he's obviously getting sexually excited when he talks about pleasuring an animal and if he was dictator of the world. And I'm just saying, folks, he doesn't look like a pedophile. He looks like somebody that has sex with animals. I mean, if I was going to cast somebody in Hollywood that, like, hey, lock your donkey up or your dog or your cat, you know, the Young Turds guy's here, it'd be him. And I don't bring this up to be, you know, catty or make a joke out of it, even though it's funny. All these places, Portland and everywhere, they're trying to legalize bestiality. So, again, what's wrong with these people? So I thought we'd slow this down for radio listeners. For TV viewers, though, watch his face, because if I was on air talking about my wife and talking about just really intimately, it would be creepy if I said the way he said it about my wife. He's just like, oh, the pleasure. I mean, but it's like, he's not a pleasure, that possum. Oh, and so again, I want to get Gavin McInnes' take on this. Here it is.
I believe that I am going, if I were the benevolent dictator of the world, I would legalize bestiality where you are giving, you are pleasuring the animal. You see what I'm saying? Okay.
Look at that disgusting mouth. Lock up your dogs, lock up your cats, your turtle, your baby crocodile, your... Gavin, I don't mean to go down this road, but I mean, it's just like they all seem to be going crazy. What's happening with them?
Well, what just happened there with his voice, this happens with a lot of demons. They have like 24 hours they're allowed to be out, but then they have to go back in and recharge. And if they go beyond that, it's like a Cinderella thing, and their voice, their human voice starts to fade. And that's his true demon voice coming out. He probably got in a lot of trouble when he went back to the underworld for blowing his cover.
By the way, this is your incredible comedy. You're really a comic. This is your satire. They'll probably have somebody fact check this and say, no, it was slowed down.
Yeah.
What you did is called satire. We're not actually saying that he uncloaked there and that his demon battery was low.
Yeah, they're done. That's the thing about the new left. They're against art and color and fun and hyperbole and jokes. And as Orwell said, within every joke is a tiny revolution. And these people don't like jokes. They prefer pedophiles and bestiality and laughing at dead soldiers. I mean, they prefer this depraved culture. And then they accuse us of being Nazis. We're evil. We're holding in all the prejudice. And it's you. You're calling the kettle black because the left recognizes that they have these perverted, bizarre traits.
Well, the way he, for radio listeners, you're luckily missing it, but I mean, obviously, the way he's talking, the mannerisms, the way he talks so slow, creamily, I mean, in the real video, he talks very slow as well. That's why I slowed down to accentuate that. He's literally just fantasizing here, having a wet dream about, I mean, I guess the drinking game is, what animal is the Young Turks founder fantasizing about?
I think he's talking about a dog. I think he was talking about performing oral sex on a dog. I'm going to say a male dog. And he decides on a political talk show, a high priority as far as topics to cover would be, is it ethical? Are you hurting the dog if you're sexually stimulating them? That is number 6,000,000,032
on my to-do list of topics to discuss. But in the crazy left, where they don't have anything else going on, they smoke a big bowl and then get in front of the round table and just start pontificating.
I mean, and obsessed about having access to our children. In closing, getting back to people being persecuted. I have a lot of family that are classical liberals, and they don't like Republicans or Democrats. Now they're all voting Trump. I agree with you that their heads are going to explode when Trump wins in a landslide. But what secret, how could Trump sabotage himself? Because I don't like it when it looks like we're so far ahead that makes my spidey sense get really pucker factor.
The only way he can screw this up is capitulation, apologizing, not getting tough on Iran and Syria when they flex their muscles, letting other world leaders boss him around and tell him what to do the way Obama did. The reason we elected him is because we saw Obama draw a line in the sand and then cower in fear when people called on it. We saw them attack the embassy in Benghazi and then cower in fear and not retaliate. If he starts behaving like that to try to appease them, then it's like giving a vampire a little taste of your blood, thinking he's going to calm down. Once they get that scent on their nose, they're like rats. Rats are relatively docile until they eat meat. And the second they try eating the meat, they start to bite. And if he gives the left any meat at all, they will become ravenous.
I agree. Who was it, Winston Churchill, that said, to paraphrase his quote, that an appeaser is someone that feeds people to the alligator, hoping they're last. And it was Rudyard Kipling said that once you start paying a pirate, the bounty always just goes up.
They don't even want it. I think at the end of the day, these betas want to be disciplined. I mean, we give them the reins, and what do? They crash the car. We just had the first guy ever to say I'm genderless and register officially as a genderless person just said, yeah, this whole thing is a farce. I'm changing back to male. This is all a lie. So it's like giving a six-year-old the keys to your car. He's just going to crash it. He doesn't really want to drive it. He shouldn't.
Well, it's like Dave Chappelle said the other night, if they keep taking the First Amendment, we're going to have to use the Second. And, oh, that's my final point, too, as a famous comedian in your own right, not just filmmaker and author and the rest of it. What does it mean when the top videos are comedians to the face at the Golden Globes saying you're pedophiles, you're scum, everyone hates you, and that gets five times the views that the Golden Globes got? I mean, when the comedians are doing that, knowing they'll never be hired there again, I think it is the fact the ship is sunk. The rats aren't leaving. The ship is sunk.
Yes, and that is a perfect example of what Charles Murray describes as coming apart. Ricky Gervais was talking to Middle America, the flyover states, the rest of us. And he was telling the elites that we don't believe any of your bullcrap anymore. We think you're full of it. And they hadn't considered that before. He totally demystified it. And it was a great example of what's going to win in 2020. And then recognizing that the vast majority of America is sick of the globalists, sick of the elites, and sick of this patronizing celebrity telling us about climate change. How dare you?
How dare you? I'm going to put you up against a wall and have you shot.
You took my childhood.
I should not be here. Gavin, we really appreciate the work you're doing at censored.tv, and we just love the fact that you're kicking butt out there in so many ways. CNN had to settle with the Covington kids. I know your suit's going forward against the Southern Poverty Evil Center. So it's good to be here with you in 2020, my friend.
Yep, let's do it.
There goes Gavin McGinnis. All right, I promise. Bob, Jefferson, Mark, Brandon, Trina, Patrick, everybody, your calls are straight ahead. And then Matt Bracken on what's coming up with national gun registration confiscation by the Democrats if Trump doesn't stop it. Stay with us.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
What kind of guy is Alex Jones? Unfiltered.
Raw.
Yep, that's it. And I can discipline myself. But why? I've disciplined myself not to submit to tyranny. To not let them grind me down, but to enjoy the fight. To get stronger, not weaker. And I put a lot of miles on this body in 45 years. But I got to tell you, I could not do what I do without the fish oil, the krill oil, the X2, the X3, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And, I mean, I just take a laundry list of the right products because they're what they are. Superfoods and super nutrients, the Vaso Beats, the Ultra 12. And it's not a gimmick that I've been so busy with family stuff, legal stuff, and news information that I have not, in the last week, gone and cut new ads and gone and done the research on inventory and what we could still have on special. So I just said, you know what? They've been telling me for like a week and a half, stop the special, stop the special, stop the special. You're going to sell out of everything. Some of this stuff doesn't come in for 2-3 months. We can then put it back to regular sale and actually make some money to fund things because people will still buy it at full price where we get some good markup. But I'm just not doing it because I'm too busy to go do it. And so, and I guess I'm still the one making a lot of decisions around here. Maybe that's the problem. But that's good for you to get really good prices. So there's a whole laundry list of things that have sold out. But there's also a big list of things that haven't sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, like Super Silver at $9.95, Alpha Power for 60% off, Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver iodine and tea tree oil, 50% off, Super Silver whitening toothpaste that folks love so much as well. With it also recalcifies, remineralizes the teeth. Not calcifies is a bad word. Remineralizes the teeth. Teleproper-free, folks. That is 60% off Rainforest Plus, the Great Nootropic. 60% off Knockout Sleep Aid, 60% off Ultra 12, 60% off Selenium, 60% off all apparel, 25 to 50% off. That means a lot of the apparel's at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of stuff still up there for sale. The great Alexa Pure Breeze, air filtration, 4-stage ion filters, 30% off with free shipping, and a bunch of free bumper stickers with each order. And something else that a caller called in last week with and an idea they had. And I told you, it's not even an ad. It's a promo. Let me just show people now. Move my lunch over here. I wasn't thinking about this. I got too much stuff in here. The only way to do this now is just do it live on air. Maybe I should go on Owen's show. He always likes it. He makes the joke. He'll put a wall around the studio. That's a joke, folks. He likes me on there. We have a, oh, look, I am Q. We've got a lot of stuff here that I'm going to be announcing in the next few days that if you want to take back America, this plan will do it. So that's going to be announced soon. I mean, I got a lot of stuff on the drawing board. These stickers, 20 different ones, are all being printed up, and they look like duct tape that goes over your mouth. But they don't stick to you and hurt you like that. You can take them on and off, and they really, sometimes silence is golden. People say, why is your mouth covered? And they really want to listen to what you have to say. Basic psychology, and it also will telegraph a message to Trump about it. So it's Operation Win 2020, Save the First Amendment, sticker packs at cost. These stickers will be here end of next week. They're being printed in the USA right now at cost, 20 stickers, a variety. And then we've got others where you can get even more at cost. And I'm going to announce the whole plan soon, but it's going to have a really, really big effect. Okay, Matt Bracken's coming up. And I said I'm going to take your phone calls. You've been very patient, and I appreciate you doing that. Well, we had Gavin McInnes on with us. So let's go to Trina in Nebraska. Trina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, hello, hello, sir. How are you today?
I am good talking to you, and it's the best of times, but also the worst of times.
I feel that. I feel that. Okay, so quick question for you. When I was a kid, and I went to the dentist or whatever, I have a heart murmur, so a hole in my heart, whatever, I'm sure you know. But anyways, and they would have me take amoxicillin an hour before they would do my cleaning. And they literally would paint my teeth with fluoride. Now, my question to you is, were they trying to save their butts on doing that, like giving me that amoxicillin? Because it could cause heart problems or what? Do you know? I didn't know if you would know since your dad's a dentist.
Actually, I do know. And I'm not giving medical advice here, but the dentists are good people. 99% of them, there's been a few dentists that are killing their patients, you know, that have been caught injecting them with HIV and stuff. But 99% of dentists are really good, hardworking people. And they follow what the American Dental Association tells them. And then some of them are regular MDs, and then they also have those degrees, and they follow what the American Medical Association tells them is seen as best practices. And a lot of them buck it. And so my dad was always for fluoridation, thought it was a conspiracy theory, even though he knew a lot of stuff, until he saw a Canadian dentist that was instrumental in getting Canada fluoridated more than 40 years ago go, I didn't know it was hydrofluorosilicic acid and it was coming from toxic sources. And under law, there's waivers in Canada and the U.S. to put a bunch of other toxic waste in your water in the name of fluoride itself. They thought it was medical grade fluoride that you basically get out of the ground. I guess calcium fluoride is one type of it. You do need some of, and does strengthen teeth. But you don't drink sunscreen to keep your sun from burning. Well, you shouldn't drink fluoride to do that. It actually calcifies and causes problems in the teeth and chipping and the rest of it. And now the American Dental Association 8 years ago came out and said, indeed, children shouldn't be drinking fluoridated water, and fluoride is causing calcification. It was done about below the age 10, I believe, is the guideline. But let's expand on that. Fluoride treatments are very toxic to the body, but if you're going to paint it directly onto the teeth, the molecules do fuse to the enamel, and it's a remineralization process, especially if you apply something like above sea coral calcium to it. So that's a real process. So they convinced dentists that that was what was going on, but it was going into the body, a different type of fluoride that's an acid that's very reactive and binds to things in the body and attacks fertility and causes cancer and lowers IQs. That's all American Medical Association last year came out and said, okay, it's true. It's devastating. Take it out of the water. Of course, they're not. It's a eugenics operation to lower IQ. Now, when someone has a heart murmur, they're going to do any type of stuff on the gums or whatever, a lot of times they give you that preemptively so you don't get an infection in the mouth, and also so they think they're getting into some dirty areas that may release bacteria that are low oxygen bacteria that can then get into the ventricles of the heart and sometimes eat parts of the heart. And so they don't want you to get a heart infection, at least from my limited knowledge of that. That's why they do that. So that's why when I get up here and say, and the FDA doesn't come at you on this because it's a fact, that when you have nano silver and you have tea tree oil and you have colloidal silver and iodine, that goes in and is so good for your gums and teeth. And one of the top causes of heart attacks and systemic infections is rotting teeth. So if you've got rotting teeth, you should have them extracted and get dentures, okay, or get a partial or a bridge. It's one of the worst things on earth. It's absolutely horrible. I've got a rotting tooth. I'm going to get out probably next week, but I got to go to Virginia since I may wait. So it finally just gave up the ghost and cracked and collapsed. That's okay. I'm getting older. I'm going to have that sucker pulled out because I had an implant put over here. My teeth were always perfect until a couple years ago. They're starting to go out on me. But it's just critical not to leave rotting roots in the body because these deadly bacteria, the human mouth is even more dangerous and toxic than the Komodo dragon. We have the dirtiest mouth of any land animal. Because we have such a long history, so much food we eat, so many varied things we've eaten, that over our development, we've learned to have a big barrier of toxic bacteria that in the mouth help our body learn immunities through the gut. So we're serious combat models. Humans are badass. The problem is, if you get rotten teeth, those can get into the arteries and veins everywhere else and really cause you a big problem. So that's why keeping your gums clean and getting quarterly cleanings is absolutely paramount for anybody that doesn't want to have a big old fat juicy heart attack. And so that is why I believe that they were giving you that ahead of doing any tooth work on you because of the increased risk because of the defect in your heart.
Well, that makes sense. And I had to make sure because my dentist actually was not a good one. He got caught sex trafficking, drug trafficking.
My God.
Really bad guy. Yeah, I seen him downtown. Jeez. I'd always joke with my mom. I'm like, we go to the mafia dentist because I seen him and his family downtown dressed
up. Are you in Omaha?
It was crazy. Yeah, I'm in Omaha. That's it. I'm wondering if he's a part of
an interview from like 20 years ago with John DeCamp about the giant child kidnapping rings there that are confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
And the CIA yep. bases, and he was in the CIA and helped run major hunter-killer squads for Operation Phoenix, but he was against that and helped expose it with the CIA director at the time, the Finders operation. So the CIA exposed the CIA, and a large node of it is up in Nebraska because the people are so nice and hardworking, but very naive. I mean, Nebraskans are wonderful, nice people. I'm not being patronizing, but kind of like Texans, real nice, but until you get them angry. But they just don't expect super evil stuff to be going on. And, Omaha is a major hub of hardcore CIA sex trafficking. All right, Trina, thank you. In fact, we're going to repost that interview. One of my crew members found it the other day at band.video today. I'm Alex Jones. War Calls, hour number 4, 2 minutes away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.